It's quite the fairy tale you got going on here. From top flight model in Moscow to rubbing shoulders with the elite. What was the nature of your relationship with Oleg Filenkov? You entered his hotel at 1:37 p.m. Did you notice anything suspicious?
Like what? Can't you look at the hotel security cameras?
Tapes were erased. Looks like we're dealing with pros.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another movie podcast. It's bonus time. Merry Christmas to you all. Here's one of the several. I don't know which one in the order I'm going to put them out, but welcome to the show regardless. This is a bonus episode for a review of Anna. And with me today is a guest star, actually, named...
Lexi.
Yeah, that was your cue. Lexi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. I'm all right.
Wow. Are you mocking me on air?
Well, no,
air?
It's just that it doesn't...
On air?
It doesn't matter what I air? Feel because I'm here all the time. So I was asking you because they rarely hear you.
You rarely hear me? Do you want to hear more of me? Give this a thumbs up, like, and subscribe, and follow.
Nice.
For more of me and less of him.
What?
That's right. I'm taking over, baby.
Please do. Diminish my work. Anyway... Like I said, it's a bonus episode for a movie called Anna, which was slated for our original bonuses throughout the year, but got pushed back due to, you know, lack of participants, but also, you know, I just wanted to throw in, like, a bunch at the Christmas time season, December, so just to sprinkle them out throughout the month. So anyway.
It's November.
When we're recording this, but when it comes out, it's December. Magic of editing.
Okay.
All right. Here it comes. Anna. Beneath... Anna Poliatova's striking beauty lies a secret that will unleash her indelible strength and skill to become one of the world's most feared government assassins. That is a strange plot synopsis, but there it goes. This is the latest movie by writer-director Luc Besson, the guy who did The Professional. Remember that movie?
No.
With Natalie Portman when she's like a little girl and she like falls in love with that hitman in New York.
Did I watch that?
I fucking showed it to you. It's called Leon, The Professional. I showed it to you. The guy who takes a crazy pill. Oh, my God. Okay.
We know. Describe it. I think
no,
it's
I'm
coming
done.
Back
I'm
to
done.
Me.
I'm done. No, I'm done.
No, what
he, also did a, did another movie called The Fifth Element.
I know that one.
Okay, finally. He did those two movies.
Okay.
I don't think you've seen the rest of his movies.
No, I haven't seen the Natalie Portman one.
Yes, you did. No. Yes, you fucking did. Mm-hmm. I showed it to you.
I think you're mistaking that with The Fifth Element, because you showed me that one.
No, you can never mistake those. Those two movies are way different from each other.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done with you. Anyway, this movie stars Sasha Luce, or Luce, probably. That's Anna. Helen Mirren, Luke Evans, Cillian Murphy, Lyra Abova, Alexander Pietrov, Nikita Pavlenko.
Oh, I like that name.
Anna Kripa, Eric Godon, maybe. And a bunch of other people at that. So yeah, this is Anna, action movie. You know, Luc Besson usually does action or sci-fi or combination of sci-fi and action. I mean, you've seen The Fifth Element. So, guest star Lexi.
Hi.
Without spoiling it now, remember, We separate spoilers here.
Okay.
Okay. What did you think of Anna?
She's pretty.
Pretty?
Yeah.
I don't mean the character, I meant the movie.
Oh. The movie was pretty cool. She was pretty, can I swear?
You could say whatever you want, roughly.
Can I swear, though?
You can swear. Go, honey, come on.
She was badass.
Ass is the swear word?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
she was a badass, you know? Mm-hmm. She was, you know, like, you know that saying, what?
No.
What?
What is the saying?
I don't know. trying to remember.
What's it? You were trying to remember a saying that you were about to say?
I had it, and then it left. I'll get back to you on that one.
Okay.
What else about the movie? I like the whole plot thing where she was like a supermodel by day and an assassin also by day.
But, yeah. But you know, the saying like, goes by night, but yeah, you're right. I know what you mean.
Yeah, it was like her day job, and then her side job was being a supermodel.
That's right.
For her cover.
Yeah, that's right. It was. You like the cover?
The supermodel cover?
Yeah.
No, because it just gave her more publicity. So if anyone saw her assassinate someone, or if anyone's looking for her, all they need to do is look up the hottest supermodels and they'd find her.
Oh, I see. So you think that it was not a good idea. Mm-hmm. Not a good... That's interesting. So you thought it wasn't a good cover because it's too much exposure?
Yeah, if someone's literally trying to be like the world's best assassin, they'd rather stay on the DL, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but also like, here's why. Would you think that anyone who sees her killing people would think of to look up a supermodel?
No, but they would think that she's really pretty, and if they see her face in any like magazine, any billboard or anything, they'd be like, oh, I've seen her before. Where have I seen her? And then one day it would hit them as she hits them and kills them because they noticed her.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that maybe she gets away with it more because anyone who knows there's an assassin either works for, like, she works for, or
they don't survive.
She's there to kill.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because she kills a lot of people in this movie.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she done does.
Yeah, she done did.
Done did.
Yeah.
So you, besides the supermodel thing, did you like the premise? The whole thing about a beautiful, like, Russian girl brought up into this world of assassination and espionage.
I like it and I don't, because she just really wanted to go home, man.
Yeah, well, she got sick of it, right? Because the one dude that she was fucking, that Russian guy, that one of her bosses, not her direct boss, mind you, because that was the old woman, but one of her original bosses was
like
this guy,
a supervisor.
See? Like a district manager version, right?
Yeah.
He got her in his job thing, either that or death, right? It was like one or the other. And what did he promise her? Like 5 years or something?
5 years and then off to home.
Right, and then you're free, right?
But he would expect her to be dead before.
But it took like a few years to even get to the old lady part, and then she was still there for a minute, and then the lady kind of promised her something, maybe not. No, not really. But, and then the American, right? There's Americans involved in this shit. The movie opens actually with one of my favorite openings. I like the opening a lot, where like 9 CIA American agents working in Russia covertly all get assassinated at the same time. What did you think of that?
That was a very interesting way to open, because it kind of shows you what to expect throughout the entire movie.
Oh yeah, what did it show you? What did you expect? Like, what did you think was going to happen?
I expected a mole. I expected her to be torn between the Americans and the Russians.
Nice.
I expected a lot of sex and a lot of violence just looking at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was all of that. I mean, not graphic.
No.
Right, but it was a lot of that.
Sadly,
no. Although she was hella skinny. I know supermodels are like hella skinny, but that's too skinny for me. But whatever. You're not that skinny.
Okay.
You do though?
I don't know. I don't know.
This is a different kind of conversation. Anyway. Yeah. I don't think you're that skinny, but you are very skinny. Whatchamacallit? Okay. Well, I liked the movie. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of that Red Sparrow movie.
Yeah, it did.
But this movie, even though Red Sparrow had
titties
and ass, I'm pretty sure I had everything.
Yeah.
Even though I had that, and even the violence was more like out there in Red Sparrow, I think that Anna is way better because the plot works better. Like it works. Like
it does.
Like, for example, like the movie makes you feel that Anna has no one but herself in the world to take care of her. You know, she's in a profession that is not meant to last. Like, she's, like, no assassins retire kind of feeling, because
no,
she does so
die.
Many kills. She's in so many dangerous situations. She is handled, or she is controlled by people that don't give a shit about her life and only give a shit about, you know,
the mission,
her success, right? And like the second she fails at something, she dies, and then they replace her. Like it doesn't mean anything, you know. So you get the feeling that she knows, and she has to work out for herself. And the movie ends up to be about that. And I think that's much more of a personal journey that I got, that I kind of understood more better, or at least better than Red Sparrow. Because Red Sparrow tried to do the same thing, but they did it so convoluted, I feel.
Yeah.
Not that I have to compare them. It's just both movies feel similar, right?
They do.
And also, I think Anna had more action, more fun action to
watch. More fun action, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So I like that.
Yeah.
You wanna talk about something else before we get into spoilers? You want to mention something, talk about something, like anything you can think of?
God, give me a moment on this.
Well, you don't have to. I was just asking if there's something in your mind that you don't want to forget now before spoilers, and then we can get...
I already forgot it all.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's okay. Let's get into spoilers. Just get right into it. No big deal. Starting right now.
How did you do that? Your next target is in Paris. There'll be no backup. Any questions?
Which room?
What do you want most in the world?
We'll never make it out of here.
Hi. What's your name?
Okay. So one of my favorite things on this movie is how, well, not the very ending necessarily, but I like how the movie takes back and fills in the gaps of time between events.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things remember, like there's this one, cuz the movie takes certain liberties, for example, like you know, you'll see her first kill. Yeah. Like when she goes in that restaurant, right, and has to, and she shoots the guy, but it has like no bullets, and she has to like adapt.
Yeah,
right.
She adapts pretty well.
Yeah, she killed everyone. But you see something like that, right? You see most of the kills, but not every kill. You know, sometimes like there's actually a whole montage of her just killing fools left and right, like quick things, like just doing missions after missions after missions. Mm-hmm. But one of the big ones is that she does this one mission where she goes in, and we presume, and she gets out. But she gets out and she's like kind of winded, and you know, she's wearing the black wig, thank you. And she's reporting to the old lady, Helen Mirren, right, the old Soviet bitch with the leg, with the bum leg. And she's like, it took you 12 minutes, and she has to go back for the fingerprint, right, for the finger,
but
right?
No, it took her 12 minutes to get the finger.
No, to get out the first time, and once she got out, she's like, where's the finger? And
no,
like, oh,
I thought it was 12 minutes to get the finger because she was talking with the...
No. The thing is that when she first went in there to kill the guy and steal whatever information he had, it took her 12 minutes. Okay. And then she sent her back into the room to get the finger. You know, that's what happened.
Okay.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is that we get one of those, which we assume that the mission was normal or whatever, and then you get... And then later on, you flash back to what happened in that room.
Yeah, in the room, yeah.
Yeah. And that movie does it a couple times. It's like three times in the movie. What did you think of the way the movie did that? Did you think it was like a good way to, you know, hold off suspense? Did you think it was cool? Did you think it was like shortchanged? Like, did you think like, oh man, I wish we saw it as it happened instead of this trick?
No, I liked the way they did it. It was pretty interesting. It kind of, when they first, it's kind of like timelines of how things go, and then they like fit in the puzzle pieces of the timeline. I like that.
Yeah.
I like how how they showed the interview before they showed the kill, and then how she got caught.
Yeah.
I like that. And with the finger one, I liked how they showed her like, just go to the lady after the kill and then have to go back, and then they showed, that she was having like a secret meeting.
Well, she was forced, right? Like the CIA guys found out that she was an assassin and totally like set her up.
Yeah.
to either like, to either get caught or get killed by them or whatever, you know, get arrested, right? That's what it was.
And they let her take the finger.
Yeah, well, the guy did not want to do that, but they forced him down and she cut it. Interesting. I like that because that was the meeting. I really like that because I didn't see it coming. But also, because I was the whole time I was thinking, like, when is the CIA guy going to, like, figure this out?
Yeah.
And it just popped. He just did it. He just surprised me by saying, like, oh, yeah, it's the way you hold your purse.
Yep.
You know, he was able to figure her out that she was using a double to get out of buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I like that scene because that was when Anna was really showing that she was protecting herself.
Yeah.
Because she wanted a better deal than even... Because the Americans were offering basically the same thing the Russians were promising to... Mm. Promising Anna that, oh, yeah, you'll get out in a few years. Just do a few things for us, you know. It's like never ending.
Yeah.
It's like all they want is wants, but never give. And she was like, no. I want a better fucking deal than that. And she, you know, does her best to do that. But even then, she still doesn't trust either government, even though she's able to kill that major Russian guy who is like their Secretary of Defense type Ministry of War. I don't know what the fuck he is. The guy who's playing chess, right? That was another one of those moments. Yeah. And then where she shoots him and then it flashes back as to how she got there.
Yeah.
Right? That was cool. And we get all that. And even then, she still doesn't trust any of them. She doesn't meet any American or Moscow agent, nothing. So like, and we figure out the real thing was that the old lady... Or the old boss or whatever, she found her out.
Yep.
But then they were able to, like, come up with something that benefits everyone.
Yeah.
And she got away scot-free and pretended to be dead.
Yep.
Did you like that solution better? Or did you want her, did you think she was going to go to the Americans? Did you think she was going to die? What did you think?
No, I did not think she was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see her siding with anyone. I saw her, like, escaping somehow. I didn't know she was going to fake her own death, but I guess in that industry, it's the only way out.
Yeah, right.
She, like, shaved her entire head, had a voice recording of the Russian boss lady in case she were to blow her cover,
right.
Like, as a blackmail.
Yeah, definitely. That was cool.
That was cool, yeah. I mean, she's free.
Yeah, that's the thing. She just wanted to be fucking free.
Yep.
I mean, maybe she can't supermodel anymore, but she didn't even give a shit about that anymore.
No, she beat the cameraman.
That's right.
Say woof.
Yeah, that's right. That was nice. That was a good way. That was like the movie telling you what kind of like, I mean, not maybe telling you, but like it was just like this bugaboo about the industry of fashion and, you know, what do you call it? Idolizing the female form.
Yeah.
Right, kind of thing. It felt like that. I felt like they're just treated like pieces of meat on the camera, right? And she was just fucking sick of it because the guy was like being so fucking selfish and arrogant on the phone, the camera guy.
Yeah.
And that's why she did that. And she's like, you know, and she just beats him.
She said she needed to be out in an hour.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And it's all on his timetable, like he's like a diva or something.
Yeah,
totally. I totally liked when he got beat up. It was great. Yeah, I liked the ending too. I didn't see it coming. I thought she was going to run away. I mean, she did run away. But like, I thought she was just going to like run away in the split moment. Like, I really thought she was trying to make the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she killed the heavy boss guy in Moscow, I really thought she was trying to make to the American car because they were waiting outside for her, right? The agent, the CIA guy. So I really thought she was trying to make it. It wasn't until it ended, the movie ended, and I realized, like, oh, she was never, she was always doing this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know that she planned it that far back. But I should have known because the movie's kind of twisty that way. But whatever. But I liked how the toughest nails boss lady with the limp helped her out. That was cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, because she's like, I hate that guy. You know, you can kill him. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'll take over or whatever. That's nice. Yeah. What else? What do we think of the way she played off both guys? Is that like a thing? Like, you know, like they were easy to manipulate because they're men.
She's a hot supermodel undercover agent. It was easy. How else would she get like her info, her intel, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Did you think that the movie made it seem
she
a
played
too
both
easy
of them for her freedom?
No, I know that. But I'm saying, do you think the movie made it seem like it was too easy?
No.
Like, you know, some movies. Like when they have a superstar or when they have their action leader or the main character, if you can't make that main character like super smart, what they do is that you write all the other characters dumber.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the two agents, the Moscow Mail guy who brought her up and the CIA dude, do you think the movie made them to be stupider?
No, just horny. Stupid?
Just horny?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't that mean the same thing?
No.
I mean, let their dick do the talking for them? You know? Or did you think that they thought... This is what I think. I think that they thought they had it handled
with her. Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Because they always thought that they had a stranglehold on her the whole time.
They were just being cocky and horny.
Yeah, I see what you did there. That was good.
Thanks.
That was good. Cool. Yeah, I agree. But, you know, ultimately, though, this movie is it's a fun action movie, but it's not like the best movie out there. But, like, it's better than it looks. I think that's what we were saying.
Yeah.
Because it looked like it's a normal movie, but it's like, it looked like a nothing movie when I first saw the trailer for it. But I was like, you know, I'll watch it. I'm in the mood. I was in the mood that day. We were in the mood.
Yeah.
And it was turned out to be way better than I thought it was. So,
yeah,
like,
I liked it.
It was a nice surprise. So if you're interested, I mean, if you listen to the spoiler session, then you know everything. And if you listen to the spoiler session, hopefully you've seen the movie. But if you haven't, it's still a fun watch. I recommend it.
Yeah.
You know. But Lexi, it looks like you have one or two other movies that you're going to do bonuses with me on.
Yes.
So tune in for more Lexi talk.
Tune in for me. Like, follow, and subscribe for more me.
No, how does that girl say? Like, follow, and obey.
Oh, yeah. Like, follow, and obey.
Right. Until then, I'm Oscar, and you are?
I am out of here.
Nice. Later.
Bye. Funny person. You're being ridiculous giving me a fucking mic condom, an orange one.
It's not orange, it was red.
It was orange.
It's still red, actually.
Still a gross color.
Red is gross?
Orange is close to yellow, and yellow is disgusting.
Yeah, but this, and word, nincompoop, by the way, it's red.
No, it's scarlet.
It's motherfucking red.
It's scarlet.
Motherfucking red.
No, I'm gonna show you on Google the difference between... Orange?
I'm going to have domestic abuse you on there.
No, you're not.
You're saying watch.
Red out.
Bam.
Versus scarlet. My nose is just... Okay, let's see. Okay.
TikTok! Pitter patter.
Look. Scarlet.
Yeah. That's way closer to red than to fucking orange.
No, scarlet's actually a mix between orange and red. Look, red, scarlet, cinnamon. Cinnamon?
This is ridiculous. That's crimson. Crimson is red, a type of red.
I thought it said cinnamon.
I know. I'm trying to walk past that.
I'm thirsty.
That's great for you.
No, I can't speak on the mic if I'm going to be parched.
I don't care. Figure it out. You want a Sprite?
Yeah. Can you hear it?
Yes!
Ooh, you got a cold one? Ooh, boys, let's crack a cold one. Is that how the saying goes?
I don't know. What the crack fuck a you're cold doing? One. I don't know crack what the one. Hell you're doing.
Or is it crack a good one? I think it's crack a cold one. I can't open it.
Figure it out.
Thank you. Is this too close to my mouth? Can you hear me? Do I sound funny?
Just, it's fine. You can talk that way. It's a little hollow, but it's okay.
Hello.
Are you ready to start?
Let me take a sip of this.
Oh my god, hurry the fuck up. You don't have to show you. You don't have to put the mic next to your sippage.
ASMR. Yeah.
What?
I gotta redo that. I pronounced it wrong, and it's only four letters. ASMR. ASMR is when you whisper into the microphone, and it gives a relaxing sound for the people listen to it. It's like it's supposed to help them sleep. And, like, they hear, like, a sexy voice, like, whisper through the mic. You know, like, those sounds of people, like, chewing or crunching on, like, something. And they whisper into it. That's kind of what I'm doing.
Are you good now? ASMR. Okay, we're going to start. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to another movie podcast. I'm your host, Oscar.
No, you're not Oscar.
And guest starring with us today is the one, the only, the special.
No, we're not switching roles here. I'm starting up normally.
Okay.
I just want you to stop uncapping things. I don't want any fucking noises here. I'm just kidding. Sit up!
I can't cap it.
Can't help what, being stupid?
No, I said I can't cap it.
Cap it. Same purpose.
I got it, though. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Mr. Daniel? I'm finished.